Não paga o preço.
Não. Até ele esconde. Deve dar um monopolito. Ele vai ficar na composição. Eu vou ler até. O golpe. Broad. Giving respect to each other. Srila Puri Maharaj left the seat of our Guru Maharaj when he left the Gauriya Mata Maya. And he was about 10 to 20 years which was at 30. And he left me so much. Although I am his like disciple, but he is just like friend and gives me so much honor. He comes to his mother when any big meeting is with him. He also comes. This is the characteristic of your life. Now, some devotees are saying that he is coming more superior than he is like this. All the devotees of Krishna are mine. We should honor them all. Try to help them.
They are worshipable.
Yes. This is the teachings of teaching. If anyone is not out in line, like Ramanuj devotee. You know Ramanuj?
Yes.
Madhva devotee. Nimbar devotee. Even the devotees of Ram, Sri Ramachandra, Sri Sampada. When we see each other, give respect to them. Even the Brahmins who are not pure devotees. But Raghunath Das Goswami has told that we should be proper respect to them. We should try to see Krishna everywhere who are not devotees. But yet we should be proper because Krishna is there. So we should try to do follow in the rule of the Amanda Krishna. I'm happy to continue that. I'm saying that the Bhakti Vedanta Sangha, the Puri Maharaj, all are here and work. As if I'm saying my home.
Very happy that you have come here to bring back my life. Your presence is very much needed in Maharaj here in the rest of the world. But your prophet's moving has been such a tremendous role in the last so many years here.
Puri Maharaj is also so old, he cannot go so long. I was in the same position, but too young than me. Yes, I know. I know more than 50 years. Is connected. then I said, she was that quite young, quite about 50 years, less than 50 years.
And then you sent to me to Puri Maharaj to write something, then he was in mot of Madhav Maharaj Mayapur. Then he came to know that I am from yourself. Then he, call him at first. And let me sit near him and give me some days, talk so much, that will be just a big guide and first.
Like my book so much. When I publish any book, a Taiwan. And it becomes so clear.
Yes.
And my book. It helps that any book, new book. And the book is that I'm preaching in North India in Hindi section. I'm alone with Sanchati, which is in Hindi. North and East, West, everywhere, especially in Hindi. Without Sadhusam, we cannot achieve. No other thing.
The experience by this.
We should try to have that sadhana. More developed than myself. Everyone thinks that too. That I want to have a sadhana more experience qualified than myself. Rukh Goswami. What is the time?
7 o'clock.
7 to 8. And some Kirtan class.
Kirtan is going on. Hari and
also
Kirtan. At 8 we can do Kirtan.
And 8 and a half.
We go. Yes.
We went to go
back. Bathroom.
Govind jay jay कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये गौरव्ये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते भजामि राधाम्
अरविन्दनेत्राम्
स्मरामि राधाम्
मधुरताक्षाम्
वदामि राधाम् करुणाभरद्राम् ततो मम नास्ति कुतो
गतिर्न
I'm so glad to come here. So. I'm seeing Nityananda Prabhu and Gaurachandra. Doing like this, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Gaur Pramana. Here I'm seeing Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. I began to play more glad that Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta. Also, yeah. I became so glad that I saw that my Guru Dev, Sannyas Guru, and his God brother, Pujyapad Srisimad Bhakti, Raksha Siddhar Maharaj is here. Not only accompanied with Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj here. All the renounced Vaishnavas here. I like to Dhanyavad Dena. I want to thank you. It's very Prabhu, what name?
Tirthakar.
Tirthakar. He's a good senior Vaishnav. And he has taught so much to Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And he is so generous, open-minded. Welcome all the devotees here, and all the devotees. When he do pranam to all Vaishnava, Bancha Kalpataru Bhajya, Vipadhi Vipadhya, then the student is sectarian. That he is in my line, he is in not my line, he is not in my line. All Vaishnava, Pancha Kalpa Taru
Karata.
No wall, nothing. This is characteristic of pure Vaishnava. But now, something going on. But it's not. This would like to honor all Vaishnav without caste and creed. What to tell who are following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami? we should also honor to the Vaishnava who are in us, who are in North Line, like in Ramanu, Madhva,
Vishnu,
all this. But we should also honor an ant because it is connected, she is connected with Krishna. We should like try to see Krishna everywhere. And that is called Krishnamaya. Krishnamaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Krishna, you can see it. If no place, you can. So, we should honor all the devotees. In India, we see that some are in the line of Narottam Thakur, some are in line of Shyamananda Prabhu, some are in Srinivas Acharya line, some in Gadadhar line, but all are saints. So I request you all to give honor to all people. Vaishnava comes, he try to give so much honor to everybody. And if he is more qualified than us, then we must serve him in all respects. If he is Uttam Vaishnava, then we'll have to do pranam like this and serve for the best deep corner of our heart. If they are similar to us in the same stage, we speak to them, embracing them, and on them. If there are some less, we should honor them by Harikatha telling them and developing their modes of bhakti more. So, I am seeing here. And remember, and I become so much sad, so much sad. And then I see him, that's it. And his family, his wife, Jannama Devi, oh yeah. His son, Jagadish. Jagadish. One of the parikar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So sincere and so developed. And the daughter, Ananda Mohini, Jayasi, and one daughter.
Krishna Karanamitam Lahoti Jayasi.
Jayasi is Mati Radhika Harto. So I am seeing this. So glad. And I am seeing all the devotees from Germany, from Holland, from England, from I was thinking that I am going to rest. I cannot do kirtan so good. I cannot play on mridanga. I cannot do kartal. What will be there? How is kirtan? I don't know how to dance in Krishna kirtan. Oh, Krishna has arranged everyone. Everyone devotees. Good devotees I get them. So I am giving my honor to Krishna that he has arranged. This should cooperate like this. Anywhere in the world, in any part of the world, where this is. The disciples of Srila Bhaktivedanta, Guru Maharaj, or the disciples of disciples. I want to honor the disciples of disciples of disciples. This is very normal life. I want to be respected. Srinagati Sunityana Sarurapi Sahitana Amanina Amdina Sutta I remember when I used to go to Sridhar Maharaj with my Gurudev and very big assembly and discussion, very deep discussion of Bhakti. And then I used to live with Swamiji for several years in Mathura and in Vrindavan in Delhi. I remember that day. Then he has nothing, not a single pice with him. I don't know why, how he used to
carry on.
When I used to go in Vrindavan, he has only worn and torn some cloth, not good. I used to give my chadar, and both he used to see, and both he used to do. He used to do like this. Chapati,
rolling
and
chapati.
I used to
cook. Rolling, are you?
And mixing ghee and sugar and some vegetables. He used to sit and take. When we sit together, he used to come back. He used to do kirtan. I like your kirtan. Especially what kirtan? Sirupa manjari pada sei mora sampa. Sei mora jivaner jivana. And he used to cry. Whenever I went to him, he used to come. And he used to play on Mridanga. And he used to do that. I remember all this. He ordered him, me, to send all his things to America. And I he left so much sweet. And he used to quiz, cook so delicious things. You just me to send so much peda, 5 kilos, 10 kilos. I used to send. He has written so many letters, which I get this from.
Some letters also there in Mathura.
So I remember. I remember Puri Maharaj, when I went to Math, he was with our Gurudev, and I had chance to serve him. And when he does any, comes any occasion, I used to go there and be honored. Now, I pay my respect to all Vaishnavas. And to you all, you are Vaishnavas. What today I should tell? What subject? Any subject you want?
Jai Ramananda.
Why did you faint?
Huh?
Why Ramananda was faint?
Because I see that all are Vaishnava and they know something. So I should not go in a debate that you should give up all this, you give up all this. You know all this. So I should carry on. Hare Ramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sambhad.
Raramanand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that I want to know so many things and he should answer. But you will have to give example of any Shastra. Without Shastra, I don't want to hear any. It is written in bona fide Shastra. What are the bona fide Shastra? Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, and following these. So you should see. You can also take the books of Raramanam, afterwards. Chandidas, Vidyapati, all others. Brahma Sanghita,
Krishna Karanam.
Krishna Karanam. So you will have to grab any reference from all books. He told that I don't know anything, but what you will tell in my heart, I will tell you. I know that you are not an ordinary person. You are God himself, himself Krishna you are. He told that I am not Krishna. I am a very common person, as we are. I have taken sannyas one with that. He told that don't cover,
don't hide,
don't sit me. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that. What is the best sadhana and sadhana? What is, we should know that what is sadhya. Sadhya means what is to be obtained, what is the goal, what I want, that is called sadhya. And what is sadhana? The effort that we do to achieve that goal. That is called sadhana. We want money. Money is sadhya. And business, service, there are so many things by which we can attain that goal, is called sadhya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the sadhya and what is sadhya? For general purpose. By knowing this, we can achieve bliss of God. By this, we can attain full perfection, whole happiness, and suffering will go automatically. Then he recited a slok of Vishnu Puran. You know that in India, there is Varna M. Ashram. Varna M. Ashram. Now the Prabhu can define what is Varna and what is Ashram. There are four ashrams and four Varna. In four Varna, Brahman Arshe. Brahma is superior. And in four ashrams,
Sannyasam is preferred.
Sannyasis are upper. It has been done by Krishna himself, and Krishna says in Gita, Chatur Varnam Maya Guna Karma Vibhava. Can you tell that what is the burden of all these devotees? Whether they are Brahman, or Vaishya, or Sudra, devotees, or in what ashram, all are friends. Those who have taken initiation, all are friends. More than Brahmins, the gurus of Brahmins, not only Brahmins, they are the guru of all the Brahmins. And you, some are grihastha ashrami, some are brahmachari, we too here are sannyasa. So being in varna and ashrama to worship Vishnu, is sadhana, and to please Vishnu is sadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told it is outwardly,
external,
not internal. So go on. We should now think why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that it is external, to worship Vishnu and to please Vishnu. here, those who worship in India, in Varanasi. So Vishnu, he thinks that a Vishnu has no state. Generally Vishnu. And but he can give a salvation, swarga, and heaven, and he can give happiness to this world. So they pray to Vishnu that I want so much happiness in this world. I require very beautiful wife. I want a very beautiful and qualified son, so much wealth, reputation and all this. So if Vishnu is pleased to us, then he can supply us as a supply order. So that this is external because it has no relation with Atma. We are Atma, not physical body. And Varna or Ashram depends on the physical body and the qualities of it. Brahman thinks that I am superior and Shudra thinks that I am superior. But in Atma, all Atmas are part and parcel of Krishna. So all are in the same category. But there are some categories. As the angle of vision of Chit, Jeev is Anuchit. All Jeev are in the same category. But the souls who are serving in Dasharas, like Hanuman, the devotees who are serving Krishna in Dwarkadhish, to Dwarkadhish. The devotees who are serving Ramchandra in Dasharas, the devotees in serving Mathuresh Krishna in Mathura, like Kubja and Jadavas, the devotees serving Krishna like friends like Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal and all others. The devotees serving Krishna like Yashoda Ma and Nanda Baba. And the devotees serving Krishna like gopis and especially as Rukmanjari and Rakim is now in Manjari are not in the same category. Several problems. Brahmavadi tells that I am Brahma. So that should be neglected. No connection with them. So to try to bring them in the touch of Krishna Bhakti. Not honor, we should not honor that he is our category. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that it is external thing. No relation with Atma and Krishna here. No service of Krishna. So when we will die and give up the worship of Vishnu, then what will be done? So we don't want salvation, we don't want mukti, we don't want the matters of this world for gratification. So it is said. Then Raramanan told that offer all things, what do you do? Offer all things to Krishna. Like in Gita he has told,
Jat
karosi, jat asnasi, jat juhosi, dadasi jat tapakshasi kaunteya, sumadarapadam. So, what we do? What is the good English?
Whatever we do.
Whatever we do. We should offered to Krishna. It is good thing, it is bhakti. But you should know that it is not pure bhakti. But common devotee is doing like this. So we should know what is offering. I am karta. Karta means doer. And I am doing all these things. And some of these doing and get offering something that I am owner of this fruit, but now I am offering to you. Who are you? Who are you? You are nothing. You cannot do anything. So it is mixed with karma. So karma means bhakti. And it goes under the bhakti, which is named as Arok Siddha. Not direct bhakti. If anyone wants to enter in realm of bhakti, they should know all these things. Swami Maharaj has not at that time so much time to explain all these things because he was cutting
jungle
jungle of Mayavadi, Kami, Jnani Vadi and all. Yogvadi, Hatha Yogi, he was cutting. So he has very little time to preach jungle. He has written in his own book all this. But he has no time so much to do. As I am have time and he has made platform and we were preaching all this. When he reached in America first, everyone was drinking. Hippie were coming full of hippies. Taking drugs and wines and all other things, eating, drinking, dancing and merry. So it was very hard task for him to do all from top to the beginning stop. But he has done so much marvelous things, he has made so much good lesson that he had not faced to any opposition. All are devotees here. Wherever I went, yesterday or day before yesterday, patiently they heard me. Patiently all. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, this is Arok Siddha Bhakti. What is called Arok Siddha Bhakti? Samadam. Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Dasya Saksham Atma Vedanam, Sadhu Sangh Namakirtan, Bhagavat Samaran, Mathura Vasi Mukti, Sabdhaya Sivan, Chant Harinam in one. All are there in chanting Harinam. Samaranam, Kirtanam, Meditation. Three. And among three, Harinam is prominent. Among all. So, these are direct bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti. Understand? Sarup siddha bhakti. To chant, to remember, and to know. Then come down, sangha siddha bhakti. Srinadapi suni chena sarurapi sahisruna amanina manadena kriptiyamiya sadari. Four kinds of bhakti. Give man to others, giving man. Giving praise to others, not wanting for ourselves. To speak truth, not tell lies. Non-violence, not being cruel. All these are good qualities. But if there is no bhakti, no use of all us. And if bhakti, then all qualities belongs to bhakti. And if no bhakti there, And following all these things, that I will speak truth as Raja Harishchandra. You know Harishchandra? Maharaj Yudhishthi. He will have to go to hell to see Yudhishthi Maharaj. You know this fact? Basudev Maharaj. Krishna told that you are a very true speaker. I know. But you should take me to Gokul and don't tell to Krishna, Kamsa. And he did so. So this is bhakti, when devotion is there. But without devotion of Krishna, all bhaktis are like zero. Krishna used to tell, Mother, I have not taken
butter.
Butter. No, much earth.
Earth.
Oh, all these boys are telling that you have taken earth. No, Mother, I have not taken. So why they are telling? Because they are quarreling to take my butter. Why Baldev is taking so? Oh, she is
their group.
Liar.
And now they are group.
In their group he is. So he is telling that you should beat me. Mother, don't believe them. I am telling you, I have not taken. Oh, I want to see. And he did so. Whether Krishna is telling lie or not. From general, we can see that he was telling lie. But he was not telling lie. There is no earth, no moon, no sun there in that platform in Gokul Vrindavan. Everything is Baldev there. And Baldev is not other than Krishna. So everything is Sachidananda there. Also a serpent earth. But Sachidananda. How? Once Krishna and Srimati Radhika and all gopis were there. And Krishna embraced another gopi and Radhika. Was this place when he became Manvati? So Krishna tried so much to please Radhika, but he was not pleased. He took his bansi but in vain. He gave his head to the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika to please, but he was not. And he told that I am going from here. So she was ready to go and he was going. All were trying to please, but she was not. When she went forward, he saw a serpent is coming, black serpent. And he did like so and force he did. At once Srimati Karavai, so much feared, at once returned and fled in the lap of Krishna. So, all things are
Satchidananda,
inseparable for Krishna and so, this is called the virtues only, which mixed with bhakta, then this is what I am telling?
Sangha Siddha.
Like water, with the sang of color, he becomes color. Like one bucket water, with the help of some sugar and what?
Lemon juice.
It becomes rush. It will be not called water. So water with the sang of sugar and lemon, it has become a rush. You cannot call that water. Similarly, with the mixing of bhakti, karma or jnana. But bhakti prominent, again and come late, then it will be called Sangha Siddha. No? Arup Siddha. No, Sangha Siddha. Arup Siddha. So, like this, you have perhaps understand Sangha Siddha qualities mixed with bhakti, then it will be Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. To make a garden, to make a well, to make a pond, to make a garland, is not bhakti. Samanam Chintan is Sangha Siddha. But we are making a garden and planting flower and making garland, we are giving to Krishna. Then it is Arup Siddha.